The police deputy chief executive rejects complaints the organisation has a culture of bullying, but has confirmed 8 formal complaints this year. It comes after RNZ spoke to more than 25 people who have been victims of or witnesses to bullying in the organisation and who say it's widespread, led by senior staff members. The police deputy chief executive for People and Capability, Kay Ryan, told me a short time ago all complaints of bullying are taken seriously.
Of the people who've mentioned bully or bullying within their free flow comments that they make, we're following up with those to understand what our most appropriate response is.
And how many people have raised concerns about bullying to management?
So in terms of this year, we've had 8 complaints of what I'd call inappropriate behaviour, just because the threshold to reach a finding of bullying is quite high. I prefer to look at it as inappropriate behaviour because that follows the whole spectrum of behaviour, and often any inappropriate behaviour needs to be addressed, not just bullying.
But what confidence can the public have that those in the police feel confident to actually raise concerns about bullying? Many of the 25 people that have come forward to RNZ don't seem to have confidence that they can raise these concerns or that they'll be taken seriously.
Well, there's a variety of avenues for people to raise complaints with us. For instance, we have an anonymous speak up line. We have a very extensive wellness network for our people. We have HR advisory staff who can assist. But we just encourage our people to come forward because we are serious about this, and should we have any inappropriate behaviour, we will address it.
One of the issues was that with the Speak Up hotline, one of the complaints raised with RNZ was that complaints were being sent straight through to the perpetrators, and that was causing some concern. Is that correct?
So what happens with a Speak Up complaint, or any complaint about a person's behaviour, natural justice does demand that when a person has allegations about the behaviour, they have the right to know what that is and respond. But a complaint will always be investigated independently of the parties involved, but they must have the allegations put to the person.
Is the police process for dealing with bullying satisfactory?
So this year we have been trialling a new, more restorative practice approach to addressing inappropriate behaviour, where we seek to understand the viewpoint of the complainant, the response from the person complained about, and the impact on the work group. Now, we've had a very small number that have gone through that type of approach, and what we are seeing is better results. Traditionally, we have used employment investigations into bullying complaints and responded in a disciplinary way. We've found that often that approach can be quite protracted and ends up not satisfying the complainant or the person complained of, and can be quite damaging to the wider team. That's why we're trialling a new, more modern approach.
So you don't launch investigations into complaints of bullying?
We absolutely address complaints of bullying. We still have the avenue of employment investigation open to us, but what we are trialling at the moment is a restorative approach to it to see whether we can get better outcomes for people who've complained.
You say you've had 8 complaints formally. How concerning is it, though, that RNZ has spoken to more than 25 people who claim to have been victims of bullying or witnessed it, widespread across police?
Any complaint of bullying is absolutely concerning. We want a healthy, safe workplace. We need to be united, committed to excellence, accountable and supportive of one another. And should anyone complain of bullying, we will take that very, very seriously.
Does there need to be another inquiry of some sorts to ensure that there is not a culture of bullying at the police?
I don't believe there is. I mean, police, we came out of the Commission of Inquiry in 2017, and our OAG final performance audit of that decade of change found police was fundamentally better and more professional organisation, where the culture had changed significantly. Now, we can always improve our culture, and that is what we will continue to focus on.
That is the Police Deputy Chief Executive for People and Capability, Kay Ryan.